everyone, and welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. I am Brad. I'm here with my wonderful co-hosts, Samantha and Bill.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey, yo.
It's funny, I was just listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast, or one of his podcasts.
Yeah, you sent me that link.
I did.
That I did not listen to.
It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger on it.
Does it?
President Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. And they were talking about him. They were talking about his accent quite a bit and how he paid someone to help him lose his accent and it didn't work and how he wants his money back.
That's hysterical.
But there was this expectation that he should get a different accent, that his accent should become more of like a New York accent, or like just that it just that
Could he wasn't
just they suggested like in the early days of his career, they're like, you're not going to make it with this accent. If you don't have a De Niro or a Stallone, you're never going to make it. And that when people would make fun of his accent, like when they started doing Hans and Franz, he was like, I didn't take offense to that at all. He said, if anything, it actually legitimized my accent and it became a cultural phenomenon. So I thought that was really cool.
That's neat.
You should listen to the episode, Bill. It's
okay.
It's definitely spectacular.
Just not really a fan of podcasts.
But speaking
especially
of podcasts,
the long ones.
So this half shot, right after you like, listen, and share it. I always say listen. You're actively listening.
Yeah.
So after you like it and share it. This episode, we're talking about how gross people are again, and I know we've talked about it before, but this is specifically brought on by an incident that I had twice on Saturday, and that is gum. Your gum is disgusting.
My gum is disgusting.
Your gum left on the edge of
a plate,
a glass,
pressed up under the table, under a chair.
The bar,
Swallow it like a man.
It is so gross. Can we like dispel that also?
Yeah,
by the way,
it's a myth.
Yeah, gum doesn't take 7 years to digest
in
your body.
You have hydrochloric acid in your stomach. It can eat a nail, so you can go ahead and swallow your gum.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting that
it
you
is.
Would take it out of your mouth and press it onto something.
Especially after post-pandemic, this sort of behavior is unacceptable.
Thank you.
Like,
I mean, people still get bent out of shape about like if you cough or sneeze or you touch their ID or something
fart.
Like that. But
gum is okay.
Right. Like, ask me for
a napkin
if you don't have one. Ask me for a coaster. I don't care if you break a cardboard coaster to fold it in half and put your gum in there.
I've even told people, go ahead, put it right there in my hand. And they're like, ew, that's gross.
That
and I'm like,
it's no different
you know
than what?
What
I'm going to have to fucking do anyways.
Exactly.
It's the
and
same
the nice
same.
Thing is that as soon as I dump it in the trash where it belongs, I can wash my hands. And
yeah.
That's what I do. Like,
yeah.
I would rather you put it in my hands than me pick up my chair to move it and find gum.
As a guest, right?
Yes, there. And as a server, to pick up your plate and find the gum sitting right next to my thumb. That
right.
is beyond disrespectful. Do you do that shit in your own home? Do you go to your grandmama's house and do that shit? No,
probably.
You don't.
That would
probably.
Be so funny.
No, your grandmama would slap you upside the head and be like, ah!
Your grandmama.
Your grandmama.
Grandmama.
Your mima, your grammy, your gram-gram, your grandmama.
Your grammy, your grandpa,
your
papa,
mommy,
your mammy.
Rock that motherfucker.
Such a good song.
But that's the whole
toothpicks
thing.
Toothpicks, too,
yeah.
I feel like.
Ugh,
I had a
yeah.
toothpick the other day, and I had that same thought. I'm like, dude, you were digging in your teeth, and you thought it was acceptable.
Or floss.
Oh, the floss,
floss,
the little flosser
on my plate.
Thingies.
The
well,
floss
so gross.
Like, I don't care if you leave a toothpick on your plate.
On your
I care
plate.
If you
I just don't
want to
touch it. I
don't
want to have to touch it.
Don't leave it on the bar
the
top. Right.
Don't put it in the glass.
Don't leave anything on the bar top. It's not.
I had a guy the other day. Oh, your spitter. I think we've talked about spitters before.
Oh.
I had a guy the other day who asked me, he's like, I mean, you guys, have you been to where I work yet?
No, not yet.
So it's a.
It's bougie.
It's bougie,
it's
right?
Bougie
it's bougie. It's very pretty looking.
Yeah.
This guy comes in and he's like, do you have a plastic cup?
Nope.
And I was like, no, we discourage spitters here.
No! Ah, that's awesome.
We encourage swallowing.
Wow.
So,
that works on a couple levels.
So we don't need to cater to your grossness.
Right.
Right. Right. We're here to help, but we're not here to wipe your ass.
Right.
And
that's exactly correct.
It's someone's side work to go and scrape gum.
Yep. Right? And it's usually the servers. So
they're stimulating the economy, Brad.
It's the server side work to
we need gross assholes
to get underneath the tables and to scrape gum off. It's and honestly, it's childish. Grow the fuck up. Grow
swallow it, dude.
Up.
Ask
for a napkin. Yeah, swallow it. Don't make us do more work because you're a child.
I watched a girl. This is probably 4 or 5 years ago. It was at Howl at the Moon. She's standing at the bar. And she's young. She's, you know, early 20s. And I
watched
her very,
very get out.
Very, that is.
After she ordered her drink, I then watched her very sheepishly kind of like turn her head and look down and bring her hand up to her mouth.
It's like she's picking her nose and knowing that people are watching.
She took the gum, gonna eat it.
She took the gum out of her mouth and then lowered it down and pressed it up under the bar. And I reached over, I grabbed a napkin, I handed it to her, and she was like, what's this for? And I said, that is so that you can take the gum that you just pressed under my bar, off of my bar, wrap it up, and go throw it away.
Did she do it?
Yes.
Good. Boy, I bet she felt like a schmuck, too.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. Is that, like, someone's weird compulsion that they have to do disgusting things?
I
was driving along in the car yesterday with my son and looked over and saw a guy pick his nose and then eat it.
I've seen that so many times while driving.
I was like, look. And my son's like, what? I was like, this dude is picking his nose and eating it. Look at him.
I really do. I think that
it's disgusting. Look at it.
Yeah.
I think that people forget that most of their car's windows are not tinted, and they forget that, you know, we can see you. I have watched so many, mostly men, pick their nose and not just like a little, you know, clean it off, whatever. Like get in there and dig around.
Because you think you're
around.
Alone. Like,
right,
it's a weird
and that's
thing.
A thing.
It's a weird illusion.
Like you think that nobody can see you inside your bubble.
I'm a singer.
Recording them now. I do. I start recording people.
I mean, it's like
you're really into music when I'm driving. And I sing. I get
really
excited.
Well, and my singing isn't terrible, so
that's
I have
fine.
No problem with that. And my singing,
but
doesn't
still,
spread.
It's embarrassing because people see that shit. You forget
singing,
that people
though,
can see it.
Doesn't spread COVID. And
that's
the bottom line.
That's true.
Neither does eating your own boogers. You're cleaning it right then and there.
No, but your saliva and your nastiness is still on your finger. Nice try, dude. Nice try. Okay, so here's the flip side of it. As a guest or as a fellow coworker, do you think it's okay for servers and bartenders to chew gum on the clock?
Well, and that's actually a really good point because I've worked in places where it's like you don't chew gum. Like you just... because, you know, it could fall out of your mouth or whatever. And maybe I was like, that's ridiculous. You always say, until you've had it happen, you're like...
That's just silly.
But I am a gum chewer. Like, I'd rather chew gum than have bad breath.
I would prefer to have a mint
than
chew gum. But yes, I'm with Bill in that I don't like having bad breath at work because I do have to lean in to talk to people.
I'm a mouth hanger, too.
So
like, my mouth...
You're a mouth breather?
If I'm not paying attention, my jaw just like kind of hangs there.
I make fun of those people all the
time. I bet
time,
you're really cute when you're sleeping.
Sorry. I have to catch flies.
But no, seriously, if you saw your server just, you know, taking your order, being like, and do you want ranch,
there's,
barbecue?
Well, there's etiquette too.
Right.
Like,
yeah, if you're
I get it though, because like I chew like a horse when I have gum. Like, it's like, because it's like a stress thing too, and supposedly it tricks your body into thinking that you're not hungry.
You're not hungry.
Well, if I have gum in my mouth, and it's been a while since I've chewed gum on the clock, but if I have gum in my
just
mouth
eat it.
And
you
I go and,
chew it
no,
salt.
But like if I go and talk to somebody, I actually tuck it up into my cheek.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it falling out while I'm in the middle of talking to someone.
Right.
I really have had that happen too. Like I've had it fall out of my mouth before, you know.
So I was actually...
I've choked on it.
And this is another reason that you don't...
I choke on my own spit.
Don't drop your gum into a glass. Like you don't do any of these things. Do you guys remember Benny's? I think they've closed. But Benny's Mexican restaurant over on 7th and Lincoln.
A Mexican restaurant called Benny's.
Yeah.
And the Jets?
Yeah. And the Jets beat the Broncos.
look at us go.
Go Bucks.
So I was there and I had a beer and in the foam that I could not see.
Oh, no, no, no.
I ended up getting a piece of gum in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
In your mouth?
In my mouth.
Because you were finishing a beer. I misheard that. You're drinking
a beer. I was
not
finishing
it. You were drinking a beer that was on a table?
It was a fresh beer. No, they brought it to me. It was a fresh beer.
Oh. And I'm going to fucking lose my shit.
The gum was floating in the beer. And it was part of the foam, so I didn't see it.
Gross.
Right.
That is gross.
Gross.
So I called a manager over.
As you do.
And I was
did he just spit
furious.
It in his mouth? Come here. I got to say it. Tell you something.
I was so grossed out.
I didn't show you something.
I was so grossed out. It was my second beer. I was so grossed out. I couldn't finish my food. They comped everything.
Of course they did.
As they should have.
Did they pay for your Rona test?
We still tipped the server.
It's probably his gum.
But I lit the manager up about, I was like, and you see your bartender behind the bar right now chewing gum?
There you go.
And another thing.
Right.
So, again, if you would really think about this, you guys, as you're listening to us rant about people who leave gum places.
Any of that nasty shit.
Think about it. If
the spitters is fucking so gross.
Oh,
like,
that
so
I
gross.
Literally
so gross.
Gag when I have to deal with someone's dip cup. Anything spit-wise makes me gag.
I had to clean those little pouches off the floor.
I can't stand finding those stupid Z pouches
and
shit.
They just spit
them out. And it's like, you know, that's just as bad as Siggy Butts. Fucking find an ashtray or a trash can. But no
stick
joke.
It up your ass.
That's right. If you go out and if you were to happen to see your server bartender chewing gum, and not in a polite way, but like, you know, chomping down
on some
gum.
Like the way Bill does.
Yeah. Or me.
Are you mad, bro?
Would you find that disgusting? And if the answer is yes, then think about, you know, gum under the table. Dispose of your gum properly. It's not a hard thing to do. It's really not. Mm. And half the time people don't look. I work with busters who don't give a fudge about anything. They are completely mindless drones that they slothfully walk around and they don't pay attention to anything. So the gum that is left on a plate and my dishwasher doesn't clean out properly and that
mouth.
Gets into the dishwashing machine, you can screw up an expensive machine. Like, it's just don't do it. Think of the bigger picture, please. And think of how you would feel if someone said, here's my snot rag for you to clean up. Here's my gum for you to clean up. How would that make you feel?
Ugh, yeah. Or it's like the handing things.
Yeah.
It's
here.
That's just a
here's
fucking snotty towel. No.
Here's my plate.
A dirty diaper.
So just honestly, go back to the golden rule and treat people the way you want to be treated. And if you find that stuff disgusting, don't do it. I know.
Some
that's
people like to eat
lot.
Assholes. So.
I have to say, I really enjoy handing people things that I just don't want in my hand. Right? Like, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be trash. It could be a fork. It could be like...
Hold this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I go to the person with intention, right? Like, hey, do me a favor. Hold on to this. Right? And,
it's just a piece of trash.
Like 90% of the time, they open their hand to take whatever it is you're handing.
I just throw shit at my bartenders. I will. I'll take like balled up pieces of paper and just chuck them at them.
See, I have a pet peeve about that. But...
Mine's all in fun, though.
Right. Right.
So I have to clean it up.
I know one of my bartenders, somebody asked, can I throw this into the trash? One of their guests. And he said, sure, but if you don't make it, it's considered littering.
I'm going to call the cops.
It's like, is he kidding? Is he not kidding?
All right. Don't be gross.
That's pretty much what they said when quarantine happened. They're like, okay, we're going to get through this. Just don't be gross.
Yeah.
Like, don't spit on people. Wash your hands.
I mean, unless they're paying you to do it.
Cover your mouth when you cough like I just did. Cover your sneezes.
Don't vape. Don't leave your gum all over the place. Don't leave your snot rags.
Don't leave your dip bags all over the place or your dip cups.
Imagine that you're actually a guest in someone's home.
Yep.
Mm. Right? And you would not do that.
Let me just rearrange all your furniture.
At your friend's house.
I swear don't do it on mine. Yep.
All right. Thank you all for listening to this half shot. Thank you for signing into us all the time as you do. Make sure that you like and share this and have a great rest of your gumless day.
Yeah.
Ciao. Ciao.
Catch you on the flip side.